Yeah, hi, Roy. This is Sal. Roy, can you give me a call? I'm the one that you hit the car. Call me at 20162. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Sal? Hello? This is Roy.
Yes, it is.
You left a message?
Hey, hi, Roy. How you doing? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy, when exactly did you hit it? Because there was a couple little things. I didn't know which one.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, near the rear. It was basically on account.
I don't think. Roy, give me your phone number in case I lose contact with you.
312-952.
Yeah. 632.
Yeah, I'm just in town doing some contract work in there. But, you know, if you wouldn't have parked like such a jackass, it might not have happened, you know?
Excuse me? That I parked like a jackass?
Or what? Maybe your fucking wife did. I don't know. You know?
You know, I don't like the way you're talking with a tone of voice. I mean, to say something like that. I mean, I parked in the middle. There was hardly anybody around me when I parked.
Really? Likely story. Were you a little liquored up or something? You don't even know what you was doing?
No. I don't drink. I mean, I don't even appreciate what you're saying and how you're talking.
You don't drink. What are you, a little Nancy? A Nancy?
I'll speak to you, right now I'm in the store shopping right now.
I'll call you back later.
No, Roy, I don't even think there's anything wrong with the car. I'm not looking for anything.
Okay.
I'm not even looking for anything. You know,
If you're not looking for anything, finish up your shopping there, Nancy, all right?
Hello?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Roy's wife. What did you just say to him?
I don't know. He started saying something to me. He said, did your wife fucking park like crooked? He said, where were you all liquored up? I said, I don't drink. He says, you don't drink? What are you, a Nancy? I mean, is this guy off the wall?
After he got off the phone with you, he slammed his beer against the wall and then he sucker punched me.
He sucker punched you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's got a problem here.
Can you come help me?
What is Roy's phone number?
It's 201.
Right.
62.
69. No, that's my number.
I'm too confused right now. My head hurts so much.
Where is Roy? What is Roy's number?
It's your fault. I'm going to sue you. This is all your fault. I want $1 million now. How am I going to get my brain cells back?
Okay, good. So I'll get the police and we'll straighten this right out. I'll be calling the police right now and we'll straighten this right out.
I want my money.
You want your money for what? Your husband hit my car.
Yeah, and then he hit me, and they're both your fault because you don't know how to fucking park.
Hello?
Hello, this is Richard Cardo. I'm a attorney here at Gerbil & Associates, and I'm just calling on behalf of my client. She's intending to sue you for $1.2 million for spousal abuse, and we're going to need your address so we know where to send this subpoena.
What the hell are you talking about? Who is this?
My name is Richard Cardo. I'm with Gerbil & Associates in Jersey City.
You know, I think this is all... You people are all crazy. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Some woman just called me up saying her husband just hit her. Her husband hit my car the other day in the parking lot and left his phone number in my windshield.
Well, my client...
He just called me now, half intoxicated, yelling at me over the phone, and I don't even have anything wrong with the car.
My client says you had done a bad parking job, and that's not what we're going to sue you for. We're suing you for spousal abuse because you caused
a bad parking job. I was parked in a normal spot. And what are you talking about suing me? How the hell are you suing me for what?
Well, for spousal abuse, because she was punched in the eye.
Spousal abuse? What are you talking about, spousal abuse? Are you all crazy?
She was sucker punched, sir. Right in the face because of your phone call. And you're not helping your case by yelling at me, because I can see exactly how this happened now. And I'm recording this call.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. This is a prank call.
This is not a prank call, sir.
This is a prank call. You know what? Well, have him give me a call when he sobers up.
No, we need your address, sir. You're going to prison.
I'm going to get the police involved.
The police are going to be involved because you're going to prison for spousal abuse. And we're going to be suing you for $1.2 million. That's exactly...
Are you crazy? Do you understand what you're saying?
You can call me crazy if you want, but at least I don't go around hitting women, sir.
Yeah, so he hit his wife? And what's that got to do with me?
That was your fault because of your phone call. You incited spousal abuse. And that's why we're going to sue you for $1.2 million.
Listen, when you get your life together, give me a call sometime, all right? In the meantime, stop calling
my
me.
My life's together. I'm a lawyer with Gerbil and Associates.
I don't know who you are. As far as I know, you're a prank phone caller calling me up, threatening me over the phone. Don't threaten me over the phone.
I'm not threatening anything. I'm just saying you're going
to
prison for life.
Me, telling me you're going to throw me, you're going to send me to prison. Because his wife hit him?
We need your address for the subpoena, sir.
You call me when they sober up.